As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. And be it parvit, and welcome to our Friday, August the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today, hard facts, certainly. And from time to time, we advance a workable solution or two. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Gold this morning traverses a narrow band above the $1,200 mark. The U.S. dollar index stabilizes. Equity stocks decline. Talk about all of that in the news segment this morning. We do have a boatload of news items, far too numerous to list. We'll talk about the National Ocean Council, the Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning, Chapter 17 of Agenda 21, legal research for paralegals, Hugo Grotius, and of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more in this morning's broadcast. Let's get this market report behind us for this morning. Good news for gold bugs. Gold, although it's trading down 70 cents, is trading at $1,212.80, up. It's going to keep going up. I hope you did take advantage of and bought on the dip. But at $1,212.80, your gold is up $257.90 year to year for a 27.01% return on your investment in that precious metal. Silver, off 5 cents, yet at $18, at 18 bucks this morning. Platinum, off $2 at $1,523 an ounce. Palladium up $4 at $472 an ounce. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, you can find their website, LBMA, I think it is, .org. London Gold Fix this morning, $1,215. We're trading a bit below that now, but I would imagine it will cross that soon. The SPDR Gold shares overnight added another 0.91 metric tons to their treasure chest, standing at 1,286.70 metric tons this morning, valued on the street at these bullion prices at $50.17 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off yesterday 59 at 10,320, continuing this downward trend in the Dow and in the stock market all across the board. The NASDAQ closed down 18 at 2190. And the S&P 500 was off 6 at 1,084. Crude oil this morning up 27 cents a barrel at $76.01 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And William, welcome back to our Friday, August the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts. Let's go back in and close out our market report for this morning. We find again gold trading off 70 cents, yet trading at $1,212.80 an ounce. Now on the happy side of 1,200 again. We're happy about that going into the weekend. Silver off 5 cents, yet trades at $18. Maybe it'll run higher today. I'd like to see a $19 silver real soon, wouldn't you? Platinum off $2 at $1,523, and anything above $1,500 is good in platinum. Palladium closing in again on that not $500 mark, up $4 at $472 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $12,1180 for a low, $12,1870 for a high. You got to like that $7 spread. And again, at $1,212.80, your gold is up year-to-year $257.90. For a 27.01% return on your investment. You're not going to get that at the bank. The London Gold Fix this morning set the price at 1215 even, and we saw that continuing along. We've already been through the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all down this morning. Crude oil up 27 cents, and the U.S. dollar index bumps up 2 basis points at 82.64. The Forex market this morning, the Canadian loonie, and bumps up about 18 basis points, yet exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 96 cents. The Mexican peso moves up 23 basis points, yet still stands at 8 cents U.S. The euro continuing this decline. You know, it's had higher prices than this, a higher exchange rate than this in not too many days, but it's off another 8 basis points this morning, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.28. That's not looking good for the euro. The British pound this morning up 9 basis points at $1.56, and the Swiss franc off 22 at 95 cents even. And it is even, absolutely, 95.0000. Anyway, bond market this morning, the 2-year bond yield is 0.53, creeping up just a little bit, but not enough to make anybody happy. The 10-year is at 2.71%. The 30-year is at 3.91. In the mortgage markets, the 15-year fixed mortgage rate moves down from 4.13% a month ago to 3.95%. Man, what kind of mortgage rates are these anyway? It's giving away the houses, you know, free money. 30-year mortgage down from 4.63% a month ago to 4.52. I guess if you got to buy a mortgage, that's a pretty good price. But the prime rate stands at 3.25. This off of Reuters. I always like to get it right from the Rothschilds private news agency. Reuters, precious gold hits 4 weeks on cloudy economic outlook, and that's the truth. Friday, August the 13th, 2010, new news. Gold hits the highest since July the 15th. This article by Simon Webb out of Singapore, August the 13th. Gold touches a 4-week high on Friday, extending gains from the previous day as investors bought the precious metal and shied away from the riskier assets on the concerns about the health of the global economy. As we go through the news basket this morning, we're going to find lots of shaky news on the global economy. Fresh U.S. data that would give further pointers to the health of the world's largest economy could push gold even higher after unemployment data on Thursday spurred safe haven demand for gold and the dollar. Always that word demand. Watch for it in every article. Quote, we may see gold edging up further on follow-up strength after yesterday's gains, said Ong Yi Ling, investment analyst at Phillips Futures in Singapore. Quote, if the U.S. retail sales come in weaker than expected, then people will be getting worried about the U.S. economy. Well, and I hate to tell you, they're ying or ling. That's the way it's going to shake down. We're going to get to that report in a moment. U.S. consumer confidence and consumer prices are also due out later today, and I'm going to report on those in a moment. And it drops down. The world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, said on Friday it's holding rows for the second consecutive day, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's not just me that reports on it now. Everybody seems to be on this track. Investor interest in the higher price had depressed physical demand, a Hong Kong-based trader said. With the SPDR increasing and gold attractive as a safe haven, physical demand has diminished, all right? Physical demand has diminished. People are in the exchange-traded funds, so on and so forth, but the physical demand is still a little low in some areas, especially in Asia. Sellers would be holding in the hope of further gains, he said. All right, the sellers, people that have the gold, ain't selling. People that buying gold, trying to find gold, they can't find it, and so the prices are going up. Top gold consumer, India, has stuck on stupid. No, they stayed on sidelines as the price has risen. They should have been in the market buying when it dropped, but they didn't. They waited. That could be a sign that investors are looking at gold as an inflation hedge amid a run-up in the prices of some of the other commodities, said Jonathan Barrett, the managing director of commodity brokering services in Sydney, Australia. All right. So what we're looking at there is instead of looking at the jewelry sector as the main driver here in India and elsewhere, it's the investors in the market that's the main driver in gold, and it's going to continue to go up. Here's a quote. Given what is happening to foods and cereals, they are perhaps perceiving that there could be an inflationary spike, close quote, Barrett said. If you were trading with Mr. Barrett at the commodity brokering services in Sydney, I'd suggest you find a new broker. This guy's about 2 years behind the times. Wheat prices are up nearly 70% from June lows and hit a 2-year high last week amid drought in Russia, crop troubles in other Black Sea regions, and flooding in Pakistan. Of course, there's an article, I'm not going to report on it this morning, but there's an article about flooding in Pakistan, given the rice and the wheat and other crops trouble there. Silver rose 9 cents to $18.11, catching up with the recent rise in gold, analysts said. Asian equities also edged higher on Friday. But anyway, there's more to that one for those that want to take a look at it. The economic calendar today, you're going to have the consumer price index, retail sales, consumer sentiment, and business inventories all coming out today. Yesterday, we had the 30-year bond auction, the Fed balance sheet reported in the afternoon, and the money supply reported too. So let's go into that and take a look at what the consumer price index is looking like. And this off the Econoday website, a bump up in energy costs led to a rebound in the CPI inflation ending a three-month string of declines. Meanwhile, the core remained soft in June. Overall, CPI, or Consumer Price Index inflation, rebounded 0.3%. The consensus projection was for a 0.1% increase. So inflation is going up faster than they thought. By components, energy increased 2.6%. All right, so as the heating season comes along, the cooling season comes along, we're paying more and more for our air conditioning and so on and so forth. Gasoline prices are up at the pump. I drove by several gas stations yesterday on my way into the city and back, and all the prices were up. So that's the way that's going. Gasoline rebounded 4.6% after a 4.5% decrease in the previous month. You add the two together, that's 9%, folks. Food prices dipped 0.1% after being flat the prior 2 months. All right, food prices dipped 0.1%. That's not enough to even notice. It's a penny on a dollar. You'll never see it. There's no price reduction in the cost of food. Within the core, a lot was going on. Probably the biggest item of note was the continuation of soft shelter costs. What's a soft shelter cost? Well, that's the people living in tent cities, right? Which rose only 0.1% for the fourth month in a row. That means you can buy cheaper tents at Walmart, I guess. This reflects the weak housing market, which has resulted in more unsold homes going to the rental market. Have you noticed that? People have taken down their for sale signs and they're putting up for rent signs. Well, it's going to continue. We'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com. Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we can see that although the economy is not doing very well, the inflation rate is not going up as rapidly as it might, at least if we can believe any of these reports. Let's go into the next one. This out this morning as well. The retail sales highlights here. The retail sales made a comeback in July. Sounds like a football team or something, but it mainly was due to a jump in auto sales. Did you buy a new car lately? I didn't. You know anybody that did? Nope. Well, they say that the jump in auto sales. Anyway, must have been some of those clunkers, cash for clunkers that they found in the back line that the dealers didn't destroy the engines in. Overall, retail sales in July rebounded 0.4%, following a 0.3% decrease in June. Well, let's see. I guess that's up 0.012, very little, isn't it? Analysts had called for a 0.5% boost, so it's coming in below the expectations. It's going to be good for gold, bad for everything else. Excluding autos, sales gained 0.2%, following a 0.1 downtick. You know, these 0.1 folks, that's mighty small. That's razor thin. That's a very narrow edge. The July ex-auto number equaled the median forecast, but without the jump in gasoline sales, consumer spending was soft, all right, in gasoline sales. So everybody bought a brand-new car, filled up the tank one time, put it in the garage. That's about what happened. Sales excluding autos and gasoline slipped by 0.1%, following a 0.2% boost in June. The rebound in July was led by a 1.6% boost in motor vehicle sales and a 2.3% jump in gasoline station sales. All right, everybody finally filled up their gas tank for the first time this summer. Also showing gains were miscellaneous stores, non-store retailers, and food services and drinking places. And I can imagine that all of the stools at your local bar are plumb full. Declines were seen in furniture, home furnishings, electronics, appliances, building materials, garden equipment, food and beverage stores, health and personal care, clothing, sporting goods, hobby stores, and general merchandise. Could I make yours a double? Overall, retail sales on a year-ago basis in July improved to 5.5% from 5.2% a month ago. Excluding motor vehicles, the year-on-year rate rose to 4.9%. The underlying trend for consumer spending is soft, indicating that the recovery is slowing. Numbers, however, are not weak enough to confirm a double dip. On the news, markets were little changed. Well, here's a little bit of a change in the news. Jump over here to the military side of things for a moment. This by Bloomberg again. Gates urges Congress to avoid the mistake of harmful cuts in military budgets. Went to a school board meeting last night, and you should have heard the fellow that runs the sporting group, you know, the sports programming. Oh, my, he was just crying and whining. He didn't want to have any kind of a decline at all in the sports spending. Well, it's kind of like that in the military budget, too. Defense Secretary Robert Gates urged Congress to avoid repeating what he called the quote-unquote same mistake made by earlier officials who slashed military spending too deeply in the face of mounting federal debt. This is kind of like having Benjamin Bernanke warning not to audit the Fed. If you audit the Fed, they're going to go ahead and crash the economy. If you cut back on military spending, the military will come in and prey on us, and that's what this is talking about here. Defense funding has dropped after periods of conflict four times in the past 100 years. Gutting national security institutions. Gates told an audience at the Marines Memorial Club in San Francisco yesterday, the September the 11th attacks forced the U.S. to reverse post-Cold War spending cuts to rearm and improve intelligence capabilities. You see how that works? All right. False flag event. Run up the flags. Everybody salutes the flags, does the Pledge of Allegiance, and the military-industrial complex gets to have their money basket refilled. It'll be critically important to sustain those capabilities in the future, Gates said. Yet in the coming years, the pressure will undoubtedly be great to repeat that mistake and to reduce our spending on defense. Gates is betting that he can ward off the debilitating defense cuts with reminders of past setbacks and by demanding frugal habits to save $100 billion over 5 years. $20 billion a year is peanuts to these clowns. He announced the latest belt tightening this week, proposing to slash spending on contractors and shutter one of the military's 10 combatant commands. Now, of course, they're in the process of winding down, I guess, in Iraq, if you can believe anything that you're hearing. And so you can imagine that Gates would be all up in arms here trying to get things to come around his way. Let's see if I can jump over this one. Let's see. Let's pick up another article like that. This is a little different one. Goldman Sachs sees a 25 to 30% chance of the U.S. to fall back into a recession. Goldman Sachs said, Inc. said that there's a 25 to 30% chance the U.S. economy will fall back into a recession. Somebody want to tell me when we sprung forward out of a recession? Quote, as a sign of slower U.S. growth have multiplied, market participants have become worried about the possibility of a double-dip recession. Analysts including Ed McElvey, Goldman Sachs senior U.S. economist in New York, wrote in a note to clients, quote, the probability is unusually high, between 25 and 30%. Housing, business spending on equipment, autos and other consumer durable goods, household savings and companies, hiring are five areas that offer protection against a renewed decline in economic activity, the analysts wrote. This guy's something else. Mohammed A. L. Irayan, the chief executive officer of the Pacific Investment Management Company, that's PIMCO whenever you hear it, by the way, Mohammed L. Irayan, interesting name, said last week the possibility of deflation and a recession in the U.S. is 25%. Gross domestic product will expand at 2.55% rate in the last 6 months of 2010, according to the median of 67, blah, blah, blah. The U.S. economy will grow 3% this month or this year after shrinking 2.6% in 2009. So it's up total 0.4, right? According to the Bloomberg News, Goldman Sachs is one of the 18 primary dealers that trade directly with the Federal Reserve. And boy, don't they. PIMCO is based in Newport Beach, California, and runs the world's biggest mutual fund. Let's look at retail sales here. This off of Bloomberg, retail sales in the U.S. probably rose in July for the first time in 3 months. Well, we just found that wasn't the case. But they wrote this article yesterday. The news out this morning denies it. But retail sales in the U.S. probably rose in July. Probably, underline that, unexpectedly, didn't this morning. But probably rose in July for the first time in 3 months as auto dealers sold more cars and merchants used discounts to spark demand, economists said before a report. Note the word discounts, all right? Purchases increase, blah, blah, blah. Retailers may need to step up discounting unless job growth picks up and rekindles consumer spending that accounts for 70% of the economy. Now, people don't have any money to buy anything, and the stores are being, or, you know, basically not urged but led to discount the stuff that they have on the shelves. That means that their profit margins are going to go down. Overall, the economy is going deeper into the toilet. People are having to be induced to buy the very few things that they need, and fewer people are actually buying things that they want. Retailers, again, may need to step up discounting unless job growth picks up. Where's the jobs going to come from? And rekindles consumer spending, again, that accounts for 70% of the economy. Federal Reserve policymakers said this week that the recovery was more likely to be modest than earlier anticipated. All right, more modest. There's quite a lot of decent discounting going on in the car market, and the borrowing rates are falling. So free money is abound to buy this stuff, and everybody's cutting their prices to the bones. But, you know, a lot of retailers have a very narrow margin anyway. You start cutting out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7%, and that price, you know, always low prices, there's nothing there. It's just a waste of time. You might as well close the store. I'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we'll jump over to a little bit of an opinion piece here. This by Mark Gilbert off Bloomberg yesterday, written in the afternoon. Have you noticed how the needle of that market compass you inherited swings randomly from the north to the south and back again, no matter how often you recalibrate? We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. No matter how hard the equity market clicks its ruby-slippered heels together, the new normal is anything but. It's old. It's 3 years old, to be precise, and it's downright weird. Nothing we're seeing in a post-bubble credit collapse is normal, according to Dave Rosenberg. It sounds like he's from Scotland, the chief economist at Gluskin Sheff & Associates, Inc. in Toronto. He's one of the few soothsayers who correctly divined the credit crunch while it was happening in his previous life at Merrill Lynch. On August the 9th, 2007, petrifying money markets spooked the European Central Bank into handing 95 billion euros to the banking industry. That turned out to be just the first installment of a global bank check to stuff the holes in finance with taxpayer money via government intervention. If you believe the equity market, that is, cash, is delivering economic salvation, with the Standard & Poor 500 index recouping losses to rest little change for the year, look at the bond market, however. And record low yields on 2-year treasuries and 10-year German bonds suggest the future looks a lot more like zero growth and world slip sliding into deflation and the dreaded double dip recession. Planetary madness? Whatever's going on in the world of finance, it isn't capitalism or a free market. Paul Brodsky and Lee Quantence of QB Asset Management in New York reckon markets are now at the whim of the, quote, vagaries of the subjective central bank decisions-making apparatus as a capricious pursuit posing as a systematic. Anyway, lots more. The defining feature of tyranny, they argued in a research report this week that channeled the author Christopher Hitchens, is the unpredictability of its rules, a valid description of the current market environment. The quote, the path of global markets will be determined by policymakers and politicians, not by natural economic incentives or even by policymakers resetting our animal spirits, they wrote. Well, how's the Fed doing? Fed efforts to aid recovery fails to calm investors. All this off the Bloomberg news site this morning. The Federal Reserve's first attempt to bolster the flagging U.S. recovery shows no sign of dispelling investor concerns. The world's largest economy may slide back into a recession, writes Scott Landman and Joshua Zumbrun. For Bloomberg, Standard & Poor's 500 index fell for a third straight day today after pairing losses in the hours after the central bank's August 10th announcement that it would sustain its assets at the current level. A subsequent decline in 10-year Treasury yields hasn't yet filtered through to corporations now paying higher premiums. The central bank said it will buy Treasuries with proceeds from mortgage holdings and set a $2.05 trillion floor on its holdings of government bonds, housing debt, to buoy an economic recovery it said is slower than forecast. The Fed's failure to spell out its objectives may have fanned investor anxiety, and the expansion wouldn't last, said Charles Lieberman, a former New York Fed official. The Fed is effectively saying that they need to find new ways to resuscitate the economy, and the mere fact that they're acknowledging that reinforces the fear that's out there, said Matthew Koffler, a money manager at Federated Clover Investment Advisors in Rochester, New York, which manages $3 billion. Folks, this is not coming off as some, you know, wingnut hairball blog spot. This is off Bloomberg News. Things are not looking at all well. It doesn't do any better no matter where you look in the world. Millionaires get slum neighbors in space challenge to Mumbai. And this by Pooja Thakur. Developers in Mumbai, the world's most densely populated cities, are putting up luxury high-rise condos for millionaires in former slums and rehousing the displaced residents on the same property. You're going to see more of that happening in Manhattan, no doubt. The 60-story Twin Tower Imperial, with apartments costing as much as $14 million, was built on the narrow lanes cluttered with tin sheds that once housed 10,000 slum residents. It's called urban renewal. The 50-story Ladha Bellemisio has sprung up a few meters from the prison that houses the only gunman caught alive during the 60-hour terror siege of the Taj Mahal Palace and Tower in 2008. Mumbai is a very congested city, and to accommodate this congestion and have more open spaces, we have to rise up vertically. All right, this is your stack 'em and pack 'em housing. This is possible only when we clear the existing occupied plots of land by rehabilitating the existing residents. Rehabilitating the existing residents. Can you think of the Ninth Ward? The Ninth Ward in New Orleans. Constrained by four-decade-old law limiting the height and built-up areas of India's financial capital, developers are constructing luxury towers in shanty towns and rehousing the slum dwellers in new flats the size of a single-car garage. India's government is relying on such projects to make cities slum-free by 2015 as it braces for an inflow of about 250 million people who are expected to pour into the urban spaces in the next 20 years. Manhattan is not going to get spared. Manhattan luxury condos try FHA backing in a sales game changer. This off Bloomberg. Whitney Gollinger, marketing chief for a Manhattan condominium building with an outdoor movie theater and panoramic city views, is highlighting a different amenity to spur the sales, the financial backing of the federal government. They can't give these things away. The Federal Housing Administration agreed in March to insure mortgages for apartments at the 98-unit Gramercy Park development known as Tempo. That enables buyers to make a down payment of a little as 3.5% in a building where apartments range from $820,000 to $3 million. It's a government seal of approval, said Gullinger, a director at the Developments Group of New York-based brokerage Prudential Douglas Elliman Real Estate. We need as many sales tools as we can have these days, and this is but one more tool. This guy's a real tool, all right. Here's another one. Ought to really tick you off. Bloomberg, headline, BP spill may be the least of Gulf woes as farm chemicals invade and the wetlands sink. Now we're back to the National Ocean Council, Marine Spatial Planning, once again. Once again, you better keep it in mind. Macondo was a setup. Visit the Gulf of Mexico today and you'd hardly recognize it as the scene of what Barry the Usurper called the, quote, worst environmental disaster America has ever faced. Now, these are the historical revisionists, and they're working overtime, so listen carefully. It's as if scientists had conducted an insane experiment, dumping about 4.9 million barrels of oil. Yesterday it was 4.1. This morning on this article it's 4.9. The numbers are never the same. A liar just always changes his story, all right? It's as if scientists had conducted an insane experiment, dumping about 4.9 million barrels of oil into the water, and discovered its effect was in certain ways negligible. Nothing to see here, folks. Don't worry. There's no disaster. This happens all the time. Some 21 years after the Exxon Valdez disaster, globs of oil can still be found in Alaska's Prince William Sound. But you've got to realize that they're talking about two entirely different ecosystems. Yet the Gulf may be scrubbing itself from the BP PLC spill. Spill. Back on spill. Stuck on stupid. Sunshine is evaporating the oil, and bacteria are rapidly digesting it. Bloomberg Businessweek reports in its August the 16th edition. That would be one that you might want to buy hard copy. Less crude has infiltrated vulnerable wetlands than was predicted. Documented fish and bird kills have been small. How many went undocumented? And most Gulf beaches remain pristine. While concerns remain about the spill's long-term impact on coastal wetlands and deep water creatures, the short-term trend is positive. On August the 10th, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, these are the same people that were advancing the hockey stick model, you know, for man-made global warming, anthropogenic climate change, Al Gore's crew, right, anyway. On August the 10th, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced it was opening an additional 5,000 square miles of the Gulf to fishing, leaving only 22% of federal waters still closed. Harlan Pierce, who runs a wholesale seafood business in Kenner, Louisiana, said that with more fish and shellfish passing rigorous smell tests and chemical assays. Yes, smell tests. They passed the smell test. Other hosts on the network have reported on the lunacy of that, but they actually have professional nose people in there, probably like wine tasters, doing smell tests on the seafood and chemical assays. I really feel good that we're going to be getting into large-scale production this September, October, and November. Hey, folks, look at it this way. You won't have to put any oil in your stir-fry pan.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, sliding into the last segment of today's first hour of our two-hour broadcast, back to this article in regards to BP. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. Everything's now taken care of. Morgan Stanley said on August the 3rd that while the spill is a significant shock to the regional economy, there will be, quote, essentially no impact on the U.S. economic input this year or next. No bigger threat? That the Gulf is recovering doesn't mean all is well. Now, this is where we make the transition, all right? This is where we get into the National Ocean Council. This is where we start to invoke coastal and marine spatial planning. So listen carefully. This is what it's all about. Environmental scientists point to more serious and persistent, albeit less telegenic. You figure that one out, you know. Put that one into your wiki dictionary or pull up the Webster's telegenic. Again, environmental scientists point to more serious and persistent dangers, telegenic, including the continued loss of the wetlands, the impact of global climate change, and the supercharging of the Gulf with fertilizer that flows down the Mississippi River from the Midwestern farms. Now, you see how this works? This is misdirection. The magician is now pointing to the heartland of America. He's now pointing up the river valley, the Mississippi River Valley, which has been the focus of attack ever since Katrina. This is where it's headed, folks. Senate Bill 787, turning all waters in the United States of America coastal into federal waters by a change in the definition, all right, and Midwestern farms. Quote, the spill is minor compared to those threats, close quote, said Larry McKinney, director of the Hart Research Institute at the Corpus Christi campus of Texas A&M University. It's as if a gunshot victim recovered from a wound, then had to battle metastatic cancer. See how this is being established, all right? the patient has a fighting chance. Thanks to favorable winds and human intervention, obviously our technology was not challenged by this event, little oil from the BP spill reached the estuaries where it can do serious damage. The light, sweet crude that stayed at sea is being disposed of rapidly by bacteria that have evolved, oh my God, evolution happening today down in the Gulf of Mexico, to feed off the oil. Talk about disrespectful. Creator of the universe set this whole thing up as a well-ordered machine, a watch. And these guys want to say that bacteria has evolved to feed off the oil, which is a naturally occurring byproduct of planet Earth. Anyway, this bow being disposed of by bacteria that evolved to feed off the oil and methane that naturally seep from the seafloor. Right? Drainage ditch? Listen to the way this is being turned now. In a year or two, we can forget this ever happened, close quote. Said Roger Sasson, in a year or two. Roger Sasson, an adjunct professor of geology and geophysics at Texas A&M. I don't imagine he holds any BP stock. He's probably not invested in Halliburton either. I don't suppose he's holding any stock shares in Anadarko or Nalco either. Quote, the fact that the Mississippi is the drainage ditch for the fertilizers and nasty agricultural chemicals of the entire central U.S. is much worse than this transient spill. You with me now? All right. Green weenies sharpening their knives, looking in at the breadbasket of America. The fact that the Mississippi is the drainage ditch for the fertilizers and nasty agricultural chemicals of the entire central U.S. is much worse than this transient spill. Even experts who are less sanguine see the oil spill as an added burden rather than a knockout blow. Now, those of you who have been paying attention and listening these past 10, 12 days, you know who this person is. I'm going to give her name again. But she was one of the co-panelists on all of these public meetings held in the nine federal regions as the National Ocean Council went round and around with the president's interagency group on oceans, setting up this new paradigm. All right, but here it is. Jane Lubchenco, and she was treated like a goddess, by the way. Jane Lubchenco, the marine ecologist, ecology. We started out the series on ecology. All right, the marine ecologist who heads NOAA, that would be the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration mentioned above, and champions of man-made global warming and the hockey stick model, said the Gulf's waters and coasts, quote, have been undergoing a series of changes over the years that have progressively compromised the health of more and more of the system. Now, remember, it's a broad-based ecological system. All right. Very important. This article is very carefully crafted and it's being delivered just on time. Speaking to reporters by phone on August the 10th, while traveling in the region, she said, all right, setting up the National Ocean Council, she's a second to the top, Nancy Sully is the chairwoman. Each of these changes doesn't happen in isolation. Remember, broad-based ecosystem planning. It's not just going to be coastal and marine spatial planning. It has to go inland. That's what coastal is all about. But it has to go inland, and it has to embrace all the waters of the U.S. of A. After all, water has become, in this post-Gorbachev at the Presidio time period, as blue gold. Blue gold. Read it to you right out of Mikhail Gorbachev's Green Cross Optimist magazine. Continuing here, speaking to reporters by phone on August the 10th, while traveling in the region, she said each of these changes doesn't happen in isolation. This spill interacts with and is on top of the other changes in the Gulf. Iowa corn farmer. The Gulf's long-term nemesis can't be capped like a runaway oil well. The Gulf's long-term nemesis can't be capped like a runaway oil well. Although slower acting, They will have profound economic as well as environmental impacts, and responsibility for them can't be easily assigned. Who are we going to hold fully accountable here? The Iowa corn farmer, whose excessive use of fertilizer contributes to choking off oxygen in the Gulf, is harder to blame than, say, Tony Hayward, BP's outgoing chief executive officer. Now they're equating Iowa corn farmers with Tony Hayward. Beyond petroleum. The spill could do its worst damage by exacerbating existing threats. Harm to the bluefin tuna, prized both as game fish and as culinary delicacy. You might consider that to be sushi in your local sushi bar. Prized as both a game fish and as a culinary delicacy, retailing for $100 a pound, is the premier example. God forbid there should be shortfall in sushi. It ranges the Atlantic Ocean, but it spawns just once a year, precisely where and when the BP spill occurred. Don't imagine Tony Hayward's holding any stock shares in sushi. The floating beds of brown seaweed that shelter bluefin larvae and fingerlings soak up oil like a sponge. Should have used a little bit more brown seaweed and a little bit less Corexit. They used that tactic over in China and it worked successfully. Ocean biologists worry that the spill might have wiped out most of the 2010 generation of Gulf bluefin tuna. Overfishing the bluefins? All right, now this, we're back into international law now. Ordinarily, the loss of a year's worth of fishing might be tolerable. The problem? Severe overfishing in international waters, the law of the sea, the convention of the laws of the sea, and international waters of the Atlantic has already endangered the Gulf spawning population of bluefins, down by 80% since 1970. U.S. fishermen landed a little less than 800 ton of bluefin in the West Atlantic in 2008. While other nations' fleets landed about 1,200 ton, according to the International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tuna. The spill could push the bluefin population into outright collapse, said Robert L. Shipp, the chairman of the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council, as well as the Marine Sciences Department at the University of South Alabama in Mobile. The only other population of the species, which spawns in the Mediterranean, is also threatened. We'll be back. A lot more to come.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com. Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I always like to welcome AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, to our second hour's broadcast, along with Micro 1650 AM Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and 1610 AM Lompoc, California. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. For those of you just joining us, you can always log on and bookmark our website, becomevocallocal.com. And jump in and engage in our chat room discussion, rather lively convo going on in there this morning. And throughout the broadcast, you can always call in 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Going through an article here found up on the Bloomberg website in regards to the British Petroleum oil leak down in the Gulf of Mexico. I guess it's all taken care of now, folks. Actually, we're really not even concerned about it at this point. We're more worried about the Iowa corn farmers. Let's continue the article just where we left off. And if you are just joining us, of course, you can always find the first hour of our broadcast on our archives page at oraclebroadcasting.com. Just click on the show archives, pick up the Become Vocal Local show link, and there you go, well over a year's worth of indexed, carefully indexed broadcasts for your listening pleasure. The spill could push the bluefin population into outright collapse. All right? Very concerned here about the bluefin tuna. Not much concern about the people that live in the Gulf states, not too much concern about them at all. No, we're more concerned about the tuna. And why shouldn't we be? After all, in the biocentric worldview that we live in today, both rocks and animals have more rights than we. The single biggest challenge to the Gulf ecosystem, and remember, this is broad-based ecosystem planning and management, the single biggest challenge to the Gulf's ecosystem may be the ongoing loss of wetlands, estimated to be at 25 to 30 miles per year. You got to have more wetlands, folks, or we just cannot have enough mosquitoes. We need more vectors. We need more tsetse flies or something. Estuaries and marshes provide shelter for commercially important crabs and shrimp. They also buffer humans from the impact of hurricanes and soak up the nitrogenous compounds from fertilizer and manure runoff that are borne down the Mississippi River. They just put a plug in the Mississippi, huh? Seasonal dead zone, nitrogen that the wetlands don't capture, feeds algal blooms. Algal bloom. Sounds like you ought to run for Senate. Bacteria that feed on the algal, or algae, use up oxygen in the depths of the Gulf. I would have to say that Nancy Pelosi uses up too much oxygen in the depths of the house, creating a seasonal dead zone, they call it Congress, that's hospitable only to jellyfish, bacteria, and some worms. I ain't making it up. It's right here in the article. This month, the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium said the low oxygen zone extended for 7,722 square miles, the fifth biggest on record, but only the fifth biggest on record. Nothing to worry about here, folks. What's unknown is whether oil from the spill will significantly accelerate the destruction of the wetlands. The wetlands are sinking because levees along the Mississippi Ship Channel, to blame it on shipping, prevent silt from replenishing them. Pipeline channels have diced up the wetlands, further weakening them. When an area, really, people just need to go away. We are the problem. You know, it's humans and other animals, and we need to get well back away from the coastlines. And that's the whole focus of coastal and marine spatial planning, coming to an area near you. When an area of wetland finally sinks beneath the waves, I mean, can't you just see them? You know, all the World Wildlife Federation people, all the bugs and bunny groups, the Sierra Club, they're standing along the coastline, they've got their hats in their hands, big alligator tears rolling down their face as another wetland sinks below the sea.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
That's right, folks. We have returned once again on our Friday, August the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we all hold our handkerchiefs as another area of wetland sinks beneath the waves. Well, much happening down in the coast. Let's continue with this article, rather lengthy but very revealing. Global warming subtly worsens many of the Gulf's problems. Warmer Gulf waters are conducive to the spread of voracious lionfish, a tropical Pacific fish with poisonous spokes that displaces native species. This is an invasive species, all right? You got to know what we're, you know. For the listeners of this broadcast, you can read these articles and see the meta language behind the language and the equally aggressive Chinese tallow tree, which has infested Gulf marshes, another invasive species, probably as a result of ocean trade. You know, those lionfish hide down deep under the sea, and they hang on to the boats, and they come over from China, you know. They've got little tallow trees stuck in their props, you know, and they come out and they infest the Gulf marshes and the bayous. Plus, the shores of the Gulf lie so low that a sea level rise of just inches can inundate huge swaths of fertile coastline. Of course, no one's explained to us how the ocean levels are rising or if they're rising, but they keep bringing this out. It must be because the icebergs are melting. That's it. That's the ticket. Seas have risen 8 inches in the past century. No one's going to have to run from the shoreline. NOAA says the BP spill could give more of a toehold to invasive species by weakening native ones, McKinney said. Scientists studying the Gulf Health emphasized that all damage assessments are strictly preliminary, so the bad news might not be over yet. A female crab lays about 3 million eggs, and a handful grow up to be crabs. Many of the rest are eaten by fish and other crabs. So when oil droplets and chemical dispersants showed up in the larvae of blue crabs, it was a danger sign for the whole food chain. That's right, the whole food chain. Judy Hayner, Marine Program Director for the Nature Conservancy, is that for a Bugs and Bunny group, huh? In Mobile, Alabama, said damage to fish populations could take 3 to 4 years to manifest themselves, it should say, but it says itself. Populations, dear, that's plural, okay? It's so interesting. Grammar these days gone out the window. Menhaden and sardines, another stubborn unknown. You know, they're the known knowns and they're the unknown unknowns and all that. Another stubborn unknown is the impact of the spill on small fish, such as the menhaden and the sardines and the small jacks and the anchovies that are food for creatures higher up the chain. Anchovies and menhaden are filter feeders that swim with their mouths agape, catching tiny food particles in their gill filaments. Really getting a lesson here this morning, aren't we? The tiny oil droplets suspended in subsea clouds, could kill the fish's food source, the near microscopic crustaceans called copepods. Look out for those copepods. They inhabit Congress as well. The droplets could also clog the fish's gills. At the same time, oil-eating bacteria could exhaust oxygen supplies in deep water. See, it's all coulda, woulda, shoulda, maybe, oughta, noughta. Right? A next unknown? If fish in the plume die, will others occupy their niche? Niche builders, we've spoken about them in the past. As the pollution clears and the oxygen increases, ship of the University of South Alabama, not Southern Alabama, but South Alabama, said he thinks the spill should continue to be regarded as public enemy number one for the Gulf until such questions are answered. $500 million from BP? Oh, academia is happy, happy, happy. BP has agreed to set aside $500 million for environmental study in the Gulf. Many times the normal level of spending. If BP has put the money aside, like they say, and they don't renege on their promise, and the government doesn't strip the money for other purposes, and those are big ifs, there should be money for studies of this spill, said Edward Overton, an environmental chemist and professor emeritus at State University. After that, the far greater challenge will be to apply newfound knowledge to helping the resilient Gulf survive its many man-made wounds. All right? Isn't that incredible? Let's all bow our heads and worship doubt, fear, and worry this morning. Let's turn instead. We'll go to a different Bible. We'll go to the Agenda Earth Summit, Agenda 21. The program of action from the United Nations out of Rio de Janeiro. We're in chapter 17. We talk about activities, management-related activities, just kind of working our way through this book, increasing our understanding of the real agenda behind the news, the real reason behind the reason. Prevention, reduction, and control of degradation of the marine environment from land-based activities. You and I are land-based activities. In carrying out their commitment to deal with the degradation of the marine environment from land-based activities, reading from chapter 17.24 here, 17.24, in carrying out their commitment to deal with degradation of the marine environment from land-based activities, states, that's a capital S state, that's all the nation states that are members of the United Nations, capital S states, not Alabama, Mississippi, they used to be independent republics. Now it's the nation, our nation, the capital U.S. or the U period, S period, or just simply the all caps government of the United States. States should take action at the national level. Here, the national is lowercase, by the way. At the national level, and where appropriate, at the regional and sub-regional levels. All right? So we understand this coastal and marine spatial planning. We've got the nine regions. There's the Northeast region. Then there's the Central Atlantic region. Then there's the Southern Atlantic region. Then there's the Caribbean. Then there's the Gulf of Mexico. Then there's all of the Pacific coast, all of the coastlines of Alaska, which is voluminous, reaching all the way out to the Sakhalin Peninsula on the most eastern extension of Russia, and then all of the Marianas and the all of the islands, Guam and Haiti and all that, and Hawaii. Right. We talk about at the regional, those are the big regionals, those are the nine principal regions in the National Ocean Council's regions. And then it talks about at the sub-regional levels. Now we come down into all of the states, and then we'll break that up into counties, and then we'll break the counties up into municipalities and into towns, etc., as everybody comes up with their own version of their coastal and marine spatial planning system. To this end, at the regional and sub-regional levels, in concert with action to implement program areas. All right, so it's all about the implementation of Agenda 21. In concert with their actions to implement Program Area A, and should take account of the Montreal Guidelines for the Protection of the Marine Environment from Land-Based Sources. Now, you can type that directly into your browsers. The Montreal Guidelines for the Protection of Marine Environment from Land-Based Sources. And much information will come up. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadsdenTees.com. That's GadsdenTees.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
All right. Continuing once again on this tyranny smashing radio broadcast. You got it, right here on Become Vocal Local. Right out of Agenda 21, we don't mess around too much with the blogosphere when we have so much rich material right out of the mouths of the beast system to deal with. To this end, the states, again, this is a capital S states, with the support of the relevant, listen to these words now, to this end, states, with the support of the relevant international, environmental, scientific, technical, and financial organizations should cooperate. All right? Didn't sound like the United States of America in there. Didn't sound like we heard Louisiana mentioned. Alabama wasn't mentioned. Mississippi wasn't mentioned. Florida or Texas weren't mentioned. Neither was Kansas, Dorothy. But they certainly come in big time with the international community. You know how predictable they are. The East Anglia emails pretty much put that on its head. Consider they should inter alia, of course, this is, again, this repetitive use of this Latin phraseology, the only Latin that appears in this text in italics, inter alia, which you can translate as among others whenever you hear it, should cooperate inter alia. And it's like you see in the legislation coming out of Washington District of Criminals on a regular basis. They say so and so and so and so among others. Among others, other purposes. So they always leave the weasel clause in there, the things that were not specified in the legislation. Should, inter alia, cooperate to consider updating, strengthening, and extending the Montreal Guidelines. So we do need to know what the Montreal Guidelines for the protection of the marine environment from land-based sources is, because it's being invoked here. They should, as appropriate, assess the effectiveness of existing regional agreements and action plans. And obviously, we're going to have to create new regional agreements and action plans as we implement coastal and marine spatial planning and planning initiatives in the United States of America and all of our territories, commonwealths, and protectorates. Continuing, with a view to identify means of strengthening action. Strengthening action where necessary. And here's what they're going to strengthen it for. To prevent, reduce, and control marine degradation caused by land-based activities. That's you, that's me, that's the Iowa farmer growing our corn. Initiate and promote the development of new regional agreements, always more agreements, which is why we study legal research and writing from the aspect of paralegals, so that we can find these documents and understand them when we find them. Initiate and promote the development of new regional agreements where appropriate. Develop means of providing guidance, that's what that $500 million being set aside for the Alabama universities to conduct research is all about. Develop the means of providing guidance, that's what all those public meetings were all about, where Nancy Sully, the chair, and Jane Lubchenco, she sounds Polish to me, maybe Russian, I don't know. Have to check her birth certificate, too. Anyway, develop means of providing guidance. They're always providing guidance. If you ask for guidance, they'll send information to you quickly. If you come in writing a letter to your congressman, peeing, moaning, and complaining, they'll rebuff you right into the spam filter. But if you ask for guidance, that's the magic word these days. So always remember to ask for guidance on technologies to deal with the major types of pollution of the marine environment from land-based sources according to the best scientific evidence. This is all code. It takes a bit of reading to understand this stuff. Best practices, best science, best scientific evidence. We find that over and over and over again. as we read this Marine Spatial Planning Initiative from the United Nations and the final recommendations from the National Ocean Council. Develop policy guidance for relevant global funding mechanisms. Policy guidance for relevant global funding mechanisms. And so you bring BP into the picture, and then you get them, by hook, by crook, or by persuasion, to pledge $20 billion towards costs of research and recovery and so on down the road forever and ever, holding them completely and totally accountable, right? And that's a way that you develop relevant global funding mechanisms. Remember, it's all about a city of speech and a city of crime. If you can't get it any other way, just if you can't extort it out, then just steal it, right? Identify additional steps requiring international cooperation. The UNEP, that would be the United Nations Environmental Policy, I think it is, or program, Governing Council, the UNEP Governing Council, these are always Soviets, councils and boards, unelected, appointed, is invited to convene as soon as practicable an intergovernmental meeting on the protection of the marine environment from land-based activities. As concerns sewage, right back into our coastal and marine spatial planning, as concerns sewage, priority actions to be considered by the states may include incorporating sewage concerns. What is a sewage concern? That would be a treatment plant. A corporation. Concerns are always businesses. As concerns sewage, priority action to be considered by states include incorporating sewage concerns, that's stakeholders, actors and stakeholders, when formulating or reviewing coastal development plans. And so they did. They had people coming in from various municipalities talking about their sewer systems, not only the sanitary sewer, but also the stormwater runoff. Including human settlement plans. Including human settlement plans, all right? This is the idea of looking at all of the developments that are along the coastlines and saying, not closer than 37 miles, please. Back away from the ocean, please. And no one has cars and no one has, you know, motorcycles, and everyone has to walk 37 miles to go to the ocean. Building and maintaining sewage treatment facilities in accordance with national policies and capacities and international cooperation available. So we'll do all the pioneering and all the technology development in the United States, and then we'll give our technology to China and India and other places. And then General Electric and others and Halliburton, they'll go build them all. You know, they make the money. We get the shaft. Locating coastal outfalls so as to maintain an acceptable level of environmental quality and to avoid exposing shell fisheries. After all, they are the lowest level of the food chain. We just found that out from our article. Water intakes, that would be for the nuclear reactors most likely, and bathing areas to pathogens. Promoting environmentally safe and sound co-treatments of domestic and compatible industrial effluents with the introduction, where practicable, of controls on entry of effluents that are not compatible with the system. More regulations, the Environmental Protection Agency, driving more and more American businesses offshore and into the arms of the waiting developing countries. The waiting developing countries get a pass in social equity. They don't have to comply with these regulations. Only the developed nations do. Only dirty white boy Al-Qaeda has to worry about this. Everybody else gets a pass. That's like going to the Pope and buying an indulgences to marry your sister, all right? And praying for purgatory, all the other things the Pope likes to do with your money. As concerns other sources of pollution, priority actions to be considered by states, and you might as well just say the United States or the European states, may include establishing or improving as necessary regulatory and monitoring programs, that's the increase of government, by the way. More rules, more regulations, more taxes to control effluent discharges and emissions, including the development and application of control and recycling technologies, you know, reuse, recycle, renew, all that. Promoting risk and environmental impact assessments. Those are very expensive to do, to help ensure an acceptable level of environmental quality. You get the idea, folks? This is the United Nations. We're there.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com. Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And diving back into this dusty, musty old tome, Agenda 21 Earth Summit, right out of the Rio de Janeiro conference in 1992. Of course, if you want a big, big read on that, you could get the Global Biodiversity Assessment if you can find one, about 500 pages worth. But this one's no lightweight either, 300 pages plus, 40 chapters anyway. Continuing here in Chapter 17, this is the chapter that has everything in the world to do with coastal and marine spatial planning. Set up back in 1992, but you can roll this all the way back to 1955, the Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, a symposium funded by the Axel Wenner Gren Foundation. We've spoken about that so many times in the past. The archives are available for your use. Eliminating the elimination or discharge of organohalogen compounds. Now, if you remember in the part two or part three, we went through these various and sundries that are listed in here, and we discovered that organohalogen compounds are naturally occurring in great abundance. All right, it's just like trying to paint carbon dioxide into some kind of an evil demon. It's stuff all just naturally occurring, but because most people don't even know what an organohalogen compound is, it sounds good in a meeting, and besides, the experts say. Right. That threaten to accumulate to dangerous levels in the marine environment. they were doing that long before man ever got to the North American continent, reducing the emission or the discharge of other synthetic organic compounds that threaten to accumulate to dangerous levels in the marine environment. There's truth to that. I mean, we definitely don't want to allow that sea of plastic soup to continue floating around out there. I would say that that would be a really good use for our military. We'll find many useful things for the military to do until we can render them finally obsolete as we move into a future of freedom and less tyranny and despotic control, but it'll take us a while to get there. Promoting controls over anthropogenic input of nitrogen and phosphorus. Anthropogenic. You see, we're sounding so technical and so expert here. We are piled high and deep with our doctorates, right? That's man-made inputs of nitrogen and phosphorus. Why don't we just say it the way the other article did and blame the Iowa corn farmer? That intercoastal waters where such problems as eutrophication, algal blooms, right, threaten the marine environment or its resources. We'll find all of this in these other documents. I'm just giving you the background for it. Cooperating with developing countries through financial and technological support. Can you say redistribution of the wealth? Scheme, cooperating with developing countries, you know, like China and India, Brazil, Russia, developing countries, cooperating through financial and technological support to maximize the best practicable control and reduction of substances and wastes that are toxic, persistent, or liable to bioaccumulate and to establish environmentally safe and sound land-based waste disposal alternatives to sea dumping. Right. Sea dumping. Don't want any more sea dumping. Cooperating in the development and the implementation of environmentally safe and sound land use techniques. Zoning the oceans to a distance of 200 miles from the high water line in a country near you as we expand the Marine Spatial Planning Initiative in the 21st century. Promoting the use of environmentally less harmful pesticides and fertilizers. Go tell that to Monsanto and Syngenta and the other companies, and alternative methods for pest control. Pest control, that's called the H1N1 injection, right? Less harmful pesticides, fertilizers, alternative methods for pest control. Let's see, that's late-term abortion. Other ways can we take care of these pests? And considering the prohibition of those found to be environmentally unsound. Let's see, that would be... that would be that homosexual marriage thing they've got going out in California anyway. Adopting new initiatives at national, sub-regional, and regional levels for controlling the input of non-point source pollutants. Right back into the Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning, the National Ocean Council. New initiatives at national, sub-regional, and regional levels for controlling the input of non-point source pollutants, which require broad changes in sewage and waste management. We don't want you to use your shower anymore. We want you to use less than 3 gallons a day of water. We're not going to use flush toilets as we move forward into the future. We're no longer going to have roads because we don't want all that oil coming into the stormwater system. We'll have to get rid of all of the asphalt roads. That's not going to be allowable any longer. It's old technology, old school, you know. Broad changes in sewage and waste management, agricultural practices. Let's all go back to the Missouri Mule. It's good for Missouri, bad for everybody else. Mining, construction, and transportation. As concerns physical destruction of coastal and marine areas causing degradation of the marine environment, priority actions should include control and prevention of coastal erosion and siltation due to anthropogenic factors. That's us. That's you. That's me. This is the invocation of the precautionary principle. Related to, inter alia, among others, land use and construction techniques and practices. Land use and construction techniques and practices anywhere near the coast. Do you see that as being FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning program? Can you see that as the International Code Council, a derivative unit of FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts? as they set up this new international building code system. Watershed management practices should be promoted so as to prevent, control, and reduce degradation from the marine environment. I would ask you to take out your atlases and look at the watershed of the Mississippi River. It is all of the Louisiana Purchase, and through canals and other things, it connects to the Great Lakes. And, of course, the Great Lakes are number 9 in the regions of control of the coastal and marine spatial planning for America. This off the UNESCO website, Marine Spatial Planning Initiative, the MSP Guide, which you can simply download. I've done it, and I'm reading it. And actually, I've read this one. It's 99 pages long. It's a PDF file. It takes a few minutes to load, but once you've got it, you've got it. Why a step-by-step approach for marine spatial planning? This is right off the United Nations website, UNESCO's website. During recent years, marine spatial planning has been the focus of considerable interest throughout the world, particularly in heavily used marine areas. They use microprinting here. It drives everyone that has glasses to read right out of the business. The printing is so small, I don't even know what size it is. It's like about a sub-8, for those of you that know what I'm talking about here. During recent years, marine spatial planning has been the focus of considerable interest throughout the world, particularly in heavily used marine areas. Numerous attempts have been made to define the scope and nature of marine spatial planning, but few have discussed how to put it into practice. Well, Barry solved that problem for them. The guide uses a clear, straightforward, step-by-step approach to show how marine spatial planning can be set up and applied toward achieving ecosystem-based management. It's broad-based ecosystem-based management. Broad ecosystem-based management, I should say. Most steps are illustrated with relevant examples from the real world. What does the guide offer? The guide aims at providing understanding what marine spatial planning is about. Insight. In the consecutive steps and tasks of setting up a successful marine spatial planning initiative that can help achieving ecosystem-based management, we should always say broad-based ecosystem management, awareness of what has worked and what has not in marine spatial planning practice around the world. The 10 steps for marine spatial planning include, boy, this is miserable printing on this website. Not only is it microprinting, but it fades in and out. Step 1, defining need and establishing authority. Establishing authority is the real key here. They have to create this authority. They have to create it out of whole cloth. Obtaining financial support. That's taxation. That's your public-private partnerships. That's going to Monsanto or Lowe's or Home Depot. That's going to the big construction companies like Halliburton and others and showing them where they can benefit, how they can profit by chipping in some money to build the infrastructure and by lobbying Congress to make sure that it happens and all of your state houses and your county councils and contributing money to the universities and academia so that we can train up a generation of green people that will come out and act as change agents and dialogue your local chambers of commerce and business meetings and your banks, etc., into getting on board with marine spatial planning. When we come back, we'll look at the rest of these steps. There are 10 of them in marine spatial planning.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so listen carefully, I'm just going to blow through these 10 steps for marine spatial planning, and then I'm going to jump over to Hugo Grotius. I really do want to spend a little bit more time on Hugo Grotius as he laid down the basics for the free sea in his book by that title, It's Mare or Mer, Liberum or Liberum. Hugo Grotius, 1610, we'll go there in a moment. Number one, again, these are the 10 steps. Defining need and establishing authority. Two, obtaining financial support. Three, organizing the process or pre-planning. Number four, organizing stakeholder participation. Five, defining and analyzing existing conditions. Six, defining and analyzing future conditions. Seven, developing and approving the spatial management plans. Eight, implementing and enforcing the spatial management plans. Nine, monitoring and evaluating for performance. And 10, adapting the marine spatial plan project or process. Right? They're serious. They're real. It's not pipe dreams. It's not, martial law. You know, I got a little short guy with the 10-gallon hat, the tall boots, and the pearl-handled six guns. We've been under martial law rule ever since Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln. And let's get a grip, right? Anyway, this out of Hugo Grotius, 1610, written in 1610. Again, coaxing with the King James Bible, the development, that King, that James, all right? The Free Sea, this is chapter one, the Free Sea, or a disputation concerning the right which Hollanders ought to have to the Indian trade. Listen to the words here. Chapter one, by the law of nations, Navigation is free for any to whomsoever, by the law of nations. My great navigation is free for any to whomsoever. Our purpose, Hugo Grotius writes, is shortly and clear to demonstrate that it is lawful for the Hollanders, that is, the subjects of the Confederate States of the Low Countries, to sail to the Indians, that would be the Indies, as they do, and entertain traffic with them. We will lay this certain rule of the law of nations, which they call primary, as the foundation. The reason whereof is clear and immutable, that it is lawful for any nation to go to any other and to trade with it. God himself speaketh this in nature. We're talking about the laws of nature and nature's God now, by the way. Seeing he, that would be God, will not have all those things, whereof the life of man standeth in need, to be sufficiently ministered by nature in all places. In other words, the idea of becoming self-sustaining, being self-sustaining, is ridiculous. The creator of the universe, creating the planet Earth, scattered a little bit here, a little bit there, to foster and encourage communications between peoples around the planet. You've got no place has everything. No one man is an island. We can be self-reliant, blah, blah, blah. Continuing. To be sufficiently ministered by nature in all places, and all vouchsafeth some nations to excel others in arts. Not all people are created equal in all things. Not all areas are equal in all abundance. To what end are these things? But that he would maintain human friendship by their mutual wants and plenty. Right? Maintain human friendship by their mutual wants and plenty. Our founder said, you know, in peace, friends, and at war, enemies. England. Lest everyone thinking themselves sufficient for themselves, for this only thing should be made insociable. An insociable rat to be sustainable, right? You don't even know what you're being dialogued into. You don't even know what you're doing when you use the word. Let's please define it and understand it very well. Self-sufficient, right? Now it cometh to pass that one nation should supply the want of another by the appointment of divine justice, that thereby, as Plinius saith, that which is brought forth anywhere might seem to be bred withal. Therefore, we hear the poet speaking, and then he goes out and he gives it in Latin, and I won't try it. They, therefore, that take away this, take away that most laudable society of mankind. They take away the mutual occasions of doing good, and to conclude, violate nature herself. The laws of nature, nature's God, my friends. For even that ocean wherewith God hath compassed in the earth is navigable on every side round about. And the settled or the extraordinary blasts of wind, not always blowing from the same quarter and some from every quarter, do they not sufficiently signify that nature has granted a passage from all nations unto all? This, Seneca, thinketh the greatest benefit of nature, that even by the wind she shall have mingled the nations, scattered in regard of place, and hath so divided all her goods into countries that mortal men must needs traffic among themselves. This right, therefore, equally appertaineth to all nations, which the most famous lawyers enlarge so far that they deny any commonwealth or prince to be able wholly to forbid others to come unto their subjects and trade with them. Hence, descendants, that most sacred law of hospitality, hence complaints. And I'm not going to try it again. It's Latin. And I will simply say that it is sources like these which we can find and use to then go ahead and define that dead language, Latin. It always has to go back to sources. There just isn't another dictionary better. Continuing, we know also that wars began for this cause, as with the Marensians against the Athenians and the Bononians against the Venetians, and that these also were just causes of war to the Castilians against the Americans, and more probably than the rest. Victoria also thinketh it is a just cause of war if they should be forbidden to go on pilgrimage and to live with them, if they were denied from the participation of those things which by the law of nations or customs are common if finally they were not admitted to traffic. All right. Customary international law. We're going to find this in the law of sea, the sea, the convention on the law of the sea. There's two sides to every coin. We need to be very, very wise in our research and see both sides of every issue. The like whereof is that which we read in the history of Moses and Augustine thereupon, that the Israelites made just war against the Amorites because a harmless passage was denied, which by the most just law of human society ought to have been open to them. And yet today in Israel, they would deny the right of passage to the Palestinians and to those who would have communications with them by sea. And for this cause, Hercules made war with the king of the Orchomenians, the Grecians under Agamemnon with the king of the Mycenaeans, as if naturally, as Baldus said, ways and passages should be free. Ways and passage should be free. And the Romans in Tacitus are accused of the Germans because they barred the conference and resort of the nations and shut up rivers and earth and heaven itself after a certain manner. You can see the man that we're reading from here, a very young man in his 20s, Hugo Grotius, exceedingly well read and picking just the right passages to share. Continuing. Nor did any title against the Saracens in times past please the Christians better than that they were stopped by them from entering into the land of Jewry. It followeth upon this opinion that the Portugals, although they had been lords of those countries whither the Hollanders go, yet they should do wrong if they stopped the passage and trade of the Hollanders. How much more unjust is it therefore for any that are willing to be secluded from intercourse and interchange with people who are also willing, and that by their means, in whose power neither these people are nor the thing itself whereby we make our way, seeing we detest not thieves and pirates more for any other cause than that they beset and molest the meeting of men's among themselves. Detesting tyrants and thieves and pirates because they block our communication with others. Well, a 200-mile exclusive economic zone, an exclusive enterprise zone being created around, now created by national policy, around the United States, blocking others from coming and going unless our military allowed them to enter on upon us. Both sides of the issue here. Should we fortify and guard ourselves with a strong system of tariffs? To be friends with everyone, trade with anyone? Understand that we can never be an island unto ourselves? Or should we just throw up walls and barriers like they do in Israel? Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again on Monday. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.